15 minutes of neat stuff for kids.
Greetings and welcome to another 15 minutes of neat stuff for kids, the letters series. Wow! Today we will explore those wonderful T, F, and G sounds. Woohoo! Or should I say, tfg? Well, let's get right to it, shall we? The letter T is t, 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 terrible, isn't it? No, it's not. But if you say the T's at the end of a word, it really sounds like you are terribly mad, doesn't it? What about right now? And if you think that the ends of those words all end in a period, which is a full stop, like that, it becomes its own sentence. Isn't that nuts? Ha! Well, enough with sounding angry. Once upon a time, there was a tiny turtle named Timothy. Timothy was timid and only wanted to talk in a tiny whisper. But the trouble was that people could hardly hear what his teeny treble voice was talking about. Timothy, please try to speak louder. Together they would shout. Try using your tremendously large voice. But again, he could only muster a tiny, tinny, non-tintinabular, timid talking voice. So it was so troublesome because people were straining to hear. They were growing tired of their efforts and their spirits were getting tepid at the prospect of talking to him. Tepid is like meh. And tintinabular is like loud ringing bells, just very loud. So Timothy thought very hard, and he touched his hand to his chest, where he felt his heart beating so fast. Ta-tum, 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 ta-tum. And he focused his thoughts on his chest and his tough ribs coming together at his sternum. He felt his hand rise and fall with his breath, and his heart slowed down a little. Ta-tum, ta-tum, ta-tum. And he felt his hand rise and fall some more, and his heart slowed a little more. Ta-tum, ta-tum, ta-tum. And he took another tremendously enormous breath in, and all at once he breathed out and used his biggest voice, which ended up being his calm, tender voice, and he talked and everyone heard him. He still had a gentler tenor voice, but the energy from his air rushing past his vocal cords helped him with his diction and made his voice travel to their little ears. The end. And here is another little story about the terrible twos. Our family's been watching Number Blocks, and so it's a two, it's like two cubes stuck together. They took their friend 12 to a bigger tower that tipped and toppled and split apart into 12 groups of two. It turns out that that tower was 24. Do you think that 12 and the terrible twos could help put those twos back together so that they could make a tower of 24 again? I agree. I think they could. Did you know that tinnitus is when you hear a ringing in your ear? Tin is also a metal element. And that tintinabular means like ringing of bells. Ooh. T is also like a straight line with a stick hat on top. Or a smaller T is like a little stick with a cross through it. If you tip it on its side, what happens? Try drawing it. It's just like two lines, and I know you can do that. And now we have the letter F. Ah, F is the most fantastic letter. It looks like an E, except like someone erased that bottom line. Or in lowercase form, it looks like a candy cane with a little line through its middle, and it is fa-la-la-la-la-la-la fun. It's frilly, it's fluffy. It can definitely help you calm down. If you're like, ah, everything feels awful, then just lengthen those Fs and you'll probably feel better. Everything feels awful. Everything feels awful. Huh, that feels kind of good, doesn't it? That doesn't feel so awful anymore. It feels rather fine. Ah, Well, a nice alliterative, where a bunch of words in a row all start with the same letter or sound, story to follow. Franny was a fantastic pet ferret. She never furrowed her brow, she never frittered away her food, she never feasted on things like the footstool or a couch, like my cat's. She instead fluffed out her furry body and found nice places to fit into and snuggle. She felt at home in her family's home, but one day she was feeling rather festive. It was a February holiday where there is a lot of feelings in the air. Feathery, fantastic feelings like love. So she flitted about looking for a few things to create that festive environment. She found some fuchsia, which is like a bright pink, feathers, which she affixed to some fuchsia hearts after finding some scissors to cut them out with. Well, at the end of the day, Frank the ferret did a fandango dance to celebrate her new extremely festive home. F's for spelling are pretty easy. At the end of words like bluff or fluff, there are two F's. But usually, if you hear the F sound, it's just one F. Yay! Rule following English spelling. In Old English, though, F's and V's were written in the opposite way. And the word of, which is spelled O-F, used to be spelled O-V, which is just strange and one of those weird spelling things. Language and pronunciations change over time, and that is why there are some weird ways we write or say things. Can you write an F in chalk and then paint it off with water? Nice. And now we're on to the letter G. G. Sometimes a G, sometimes a J, always a G. G, gigantic G. I suppose it doesn't have to be gigantic, but it could be. Let's walk around the room and make a big, gigantic G with our feet. You go mostly around in a circle before you end it and cut back in the middle of the circle. Or, for a lowercase, you walk in a whole circle and then add a little tail hanging down, curved like a monkey tail beneath it. Woohoo! Wonderful walking! Now, we just have a short story about the letter G today. Gustavo the Green Grape had gusto. He was always gallivanting off the table and onto the floor, where he would gregariously greet the dust bunnies. That's very friendly. As he rolled along, he met gnarled old paper scraps. What? A silent G? Do you think he also met some gnats, which also starts with the letter G? What? He met game pieces. He met a slice of ginger. He also found a lost giraffe from another game. And as Gustavo rolled along the floor, he collected a bit of goo and a bit of gaw. And he kept going to land at the foot of a seemingly gigantic child who picked up the gregarious grape and ate him without a glimmer of a thought that it was a bit gross. The end. And a bit of spelling with the letter G. At the end of words, if it's making a G sound, it's a G. If it makes a J sound, it's a G-E. That E softens that G. So the name George is a J because it has G-E at the beginning and G-E at the end. But if you were going down a big chute, you might be going down a gorge, which is G-O, like go. There are also words like judge, which has a J at the beginning and then a D-G-E, which makes that J sound. Now, can you decorate a G with fancy curls or stickers? If it's allowed in your house, you can add some glitter. Or glitter glue, which is a slightly easier way to control the glitter. If you can write a G, write it all fancy. If you can't, have someone else write it, and then you can decorate it. Amazing! Oh, I wish I could see them all. Well, if you want to post, actually, you could. And I will see it and I will love it. We have a Facebook page, you know. Well, that's all we have for today. Thank you so much for listening. Come back in two-ish more weeks for 15 more minutes of Neat Stuff for Kids. I'm Miss Lauren, and I hope you have the best day ever. Bye!
Feathery and fluffy or leathery and scruffy, let's switch. them all again.
A fish and a bear.
A fuzzy swimmer and a fine fin bear. I bet some algae gets stuck in fish hair. Feathery and fluffy or leathery.